From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. A U.S. federal judge in northwestern state of Washington temporarily blocked a nationwide ban imposed last week on travelers and immigrants from seven predominantly Muslim nations. U.S. District Judge James Robart in Seattle ruled Friday the states of Washington and Minnesota have legal standing to challenge President Trump's executive order. Bob Ferguson is the Washington State Attorney General.
Judge Robart's decision, effective immediately, effective now, puts a halt to President Trump's unconstitutional and unlawful executive order.
The White House issued a statement saying the Justice Department at the earliest possible time will file an emergency stay of the what they say is an outrageous order. And shortly after, the White House issued a second statement. It did not use the word outrageous. Statement also defended President Donald Trump's executive order as lawful and appropriate. The United States is imposing new sanctions on 13 individuals and 12 entities linked to Iran's ballistic missile program and its proxies across the Middle East in light of this week's missile test by Iran. The new sanctions are a culmination of the Trump administration's stance with Tehran following a presidential campaign in which then-candidate Trump said he was willing to do away with a nuclear deal former President Barack Obama and other world leaders negotiated. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis says the United States recognizes Japan's administration of the Senkaku Islands, a comment quickly criticized by China. Mattis has been in Tokyo meeting with the prime minister, and he told reporters that it was important to let Japan know of the U.S. commitment to their long-standing relationship. This is VOA News. The head of the United Nations Refugee Agency says a proposed initiative to create safe zones in Syria for refugees would not work in the country. Filippo Grandi is just back from Syria.
Refugees are people that flee from the places that I have just seen in Syria. And I think I said it very clearly from there. This is where they come from these ruins, from this emptiness, from this. So they should be embraced, they should be received with solidarity and generosity, not identified as carriers of risk, of threat. They're not. These are people that flee from danger. They're not the dangerous themselves.
A U.S. military official says an American Navy destroyer is patrolling off the coast of Yemen to protect international waterways from Houthi militia aligned with Iran. This comes after a Houthi suicide attack on a Saudi frigate in the Red Sea on Monday that killed two crew members. U.S. federal officials say more than 9.2 million people signed up for health insurance through the Affordable Care Act during open enrollment from November to January. That's despite Republican efforts to repeal the program, then replace it with alternative health care plans. The total number of enrollees was down 500,000 from the open enrollment period for last year yet. And the turmoil over the future of the program, widely known as Obamacare, the decline was smaller than predicted. Of the 9.2 million enrollees this year, about 3 million were new clients, while the rest were continuing their coverage from last year. That's according to government figures. The open enrollment is seen as a test of the popularity of the federal health care program, which offers programs in 39 states. The remaining states run their own health care exchanges. The World Health Organization reports the lives of millions of the 8.8 million people who died every year from cancer could be saved if the disease was diagnosed early. The agency has issued new cancer guidelines in advance of the World Cancer Day. The WHO's Etienne Krug says a lot can be done to help people who already are diagnosed with cancer.
It does not have to be a death sentence. There's a lot we can do in terms of early diagnosis and screening, in terms of improving treatment, surgery, chemotherapy, radiotherapy, and when needed, palliative care.
And he adds that for a long time, cancer was considered a death sentence. He says that is changing. He says cancer can be prevented by tackling risk factors such as smoking, unhealthy diets, reducing air pollution, and cutting down on alcohol intake. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.